Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving week to all of you. It's kind of our tradition, I don't know for how long, maybe since the very beginning, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, we want to give you all the opportunity to share, share something that you're thankful for, that the Lord's doing in your life, that or the life of a loved one. And so I'm just going to give a short devotional, and then we'll invite you to come and share what you're thankful for. And I know for some of you that's challenging to come up and share in front of everyone, but Thanksgiving really is about focusing on the Lord. And so when you share a story of something you're thankful for, something the Lord's doing in your life or has done in your life or the life of a loved one, it's really giving glory to God, right? It's testifying to Him. It's lifting Him up and acknowledging Him. And so, and I thought just for this Sunday, for the sharing time that we'll have in a minute, I kind of always like to give newer people or new people that have never shared the opportunity to share. And so maybe we can have a couple of you that have never shared before in front to come up first and share something the Lord's doing. And then we'll kind of open it up to everyone else. Well, I read an article this week on Thanksgiving. Let me put this over here. I read an article this week on Thanksgiving, or being grateful, and it's the article title was, Seven Scientifically Proven Benefits of Gratitude, or Being Thankful. And so these are based on scientific studies on the benefits of being thankful, of giving gratitude. Okay, and so I have them up here. And so I'm going to go over them real quick. And this is was posted. This article was from Psychology Today. All right. And so the first was gratitude improves relationships, or it opens the door for relationships. In a 2014 study published in Emotion, they found that giving thanks or thanking people actually makes them more likely to want an ongoing relationship with you, right? Number two, gratitude improves physical health. A study in 2012, they found that people who are more grateful experience fewer aches, pains, and feel healthier. Do you want to experience fewer aches? I hope, as I'm getting older, yes. Yes, fewer pains, right? Have better health. It said, being grateful, giving thanks does that. Number three, gratitude improves psychological health. Not only physical health, but psychological health. There's this guy, Robert Emmons. I didn't know this was a thing. He is the leading gratitude researcher. The leading gratitude researcher. He's done multiple studies on the link between gratitude, giving thanks, and psychological mental well-being. He said, it reduces a multitude of toxic emotions, being grateful, like envy, resentment, frustration, and regret. Do you want that? He says, be more grateful. Number four, gratitude enhances empathy and reduces aggression, right? Maybe you want that for you or maybe your partner, all right? Help them to be more grateful, all right? Number five, grateful people sleep better. In a 2011 study published in Applied Psychology, they found that people who jotted down before they went to bed, they have a gratitude journal. They just jotted down a few things they were grateful for, and they found those people tended to sleep better and sleep longer. All right. Number six, gratitude improves self-esteem. There was a 2014 study done, and they studied the effect of gratitude on athletes' self-esteem. Athletes. And they found that athletes that showed greater gratitude had better self-esteem, which contributed to optimal performance as athletes. And what they found was that rather than becoming resentful toward people who have more money or better jobs, grateful people are able to appreciate other people's accomplishments. And then finally, gratitude increases mental strength. They found that people that were grateful or give thanks regularly and consistently, that played a major role in people able to overcome trauma. And they did this study in 2006, way back in 2006, they did this study on Vietnam War veterans. And they found that higher levels of gratitude correlated to lower rates of PTSD, post-traumatic shock disorder. So if the veterans were more grateful, they found lower instances and less severe PTSD. And they actually found that was true for people who had suffered trauma during 9/11, that they were more resilient. And so there's all these benefits to gratitude, to giving thanks. In fact, I have this list. This is from happierhuman.com. Happierhuman.com. They had a list of 31 benefits to being grateful, to giving thanks. Now, these are all great. Improve your health, improve your mental, right, resiliency, improve all your relationships. Really, if you're grateful, the more grateful you are, it'll improve every area of your life. But of all these good things, of all these benefits, I think there's one that they left off. They left off, I think, is the most important benefit to being grateful. It's when we give thanks to the Lord, when we acknowledge, God, everything is yours, everything belongs to you, every good and perfect gift, the Bible said, comes from the Father of lights in James. When we give thanks to the Lord, it puts everything in alignment. It brings our whole life into alignment because we recognize, God, you're God. I'm not. And we are grateful for him being our creator. We are grateful for having love and grace and salvation through Jesus Christ. And it helps to put everything in order. And so I want us to just look through real quick before we have open mic sharing. We're going to look at Psalm 100. Lauren read that this morning. I don't know if Lauren even knew. Lauren probably didn't even know that I was going to go over this passage. So I feel like that's the Lord. Psalm 100. Say this. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. And so it's saying, the whole world, every single person in all the earth, rejoice in the Lord. Acknowledge the Lord. You know, it says in the Bible, one day every knee will bow, every tongue will confess of every person who has ever lived. All of us, every single person will bow their knee and acknowledge and recognize that the Lord is the Lord. And so the psalmist says, make a joyful noise, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. One of the ways we show thanksgiving and gratitude is through serving and serving the Lord. Come into his presence with singing. You know, I think about, who have you ever sung to? What person is there a person or people that you have actually sung to? I would say probably for most of us, or most of you, or most of us, very few people we sing to, right? Because singing is very intimate, right? And we're very self-conscious about our singing. It's very intimate, very personal, right? And this says, yeah, singing is. And we come into the very presence of the Lord, into his very presence. And we sing to him our thanks and gratitude. Know that the Lord, he is God. It's that, again, you're God, I'm not. You know, so many people in this world, I'm God and you're not. This acknowledges the rightful place of God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We belong to Him. If you're a Christian, if you're a believer, He bought us with the price of His Son. We belong to Him. We're His. We're not even our own. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Verse 4, enter His gates with thanksgiving because of all the good things He has done, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. That's what puts everything in proper alignment. 5, for the Lord is good. You know, in life, we go through difficult things. In life, we encounter trials. Jesus even said, right, in this world, you will have tribulation. But in the end, through eternity, we will bask and face-to-face experience the full goodness of the Lord. And even in our lives today, there's so much we can be grateful for because of the Lord, for being alive, for having people around us, right? For providing for us, and for personal relationship, loving relationship with the Father through Jesus. And so, for the Lord is good, His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. And so today we are going to give thanks. We are going to acknowledge the Lord. We're going to acknowledge Him for who He is and all He's done for us. And we're going to give you an opportunity to share with us and to personally testify publicly gratitude and thanks to the Lord. All right? And so we're going to do that right now. So yeah, and like I said, I thought it would be good to start with some people that have never shared before. We want to give you an opportunity. Every, you know, after every Thanksgiving service or every testimony, invariably there's people that will come up and say after the service, you know, I kind of thought that maybe I should go up and share, but then people were going up and da-da-da-da-da. This is your chance. This is your chance. And I know some, I'll try not to stare you down, but I know some of you, and I know what the Lord's been doing in your life. I know what you've experienced from the Lord. You need to share. You need to come up and share what the Lord's doing, and because it will encourage everyone here, but it will acknowledge, publicly acknowledge the Lord for what He's doing in your life, all right? And so, we're going to get some open time, so I'm going to invite you, someone want to come, and you'll get extra blessing and brownie points if you're the first one, okay? Because that takes extra measure of faith and courage, right? If you're the first one, I tell you, Lord, whoever's the first one, pour out extra blessing, extra favor on them for their faithful faith and stepping out and being the first to stand and first to share. Okay, so the mic's open. Anyone want to? Who wants to come up? Who wants to come up? If your palms are starting to, all right! When you come up, if you could just introduce yourself and just share your name and then share. Please share with us. Yeah, come on up. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the first one.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Christina Carrera. I'm here mostly with Ruth. How long have I been here? Like a couple of months, maybe. Not too much.
You can step up anyway. A little bit.
The blessing I want to share is just, you know, it's a little different, but in the last year I had some struggles with work and things that came against me, and so that experience, I turned it I turned it somehow because of feeling that way. I brought God closer to me and Jesus. And I never felt closer to God or Jesus like I do now. It's so powerful. And it's the truth when they say, you know, the more you suffer, God comes to you. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh, thank you, Christina. Thank you. That's awesome. Christina, it's been so good having you part of our church family and seeing you come out. So, Lord bless you. An extra blessing on you, okay? Thank you. All right, someone else come on up. Maybe someone who's never shared before. Why don't you come on up? Let me just say this too. One of the reasons why we have it, we have multi-gen service is because we want the kids and the youth to not only hear, but to have opportunity to share too. Okay? So kids, youth, you are welcome. We encourage you to come up and share too. If your heart is starting to beat fast and your hands are getting a little sweaty, that's the Holy Spirit telling you need to come up.
Privilege of coming here to Cattles for a few years, and I have to be honest, you know, being busy with life, raising kids, you know, active in sports and all that kind of stuff in the community, you just get into wanting to feel comfortable. And I'm just grateful that our family here is nurturing this comfortableness. It's making me uncomfortable. You know, and it's unfortunate, though, because, you know, as you get older, you don't remember so much. But at least I can remember the last thing we talked about being in aligned. So for me, since I just retired a few months ago, you know, I've been able to concentrate on aligning. And it's amazing. It's like, wow, thank you, Lord. You're just noticing all kinds of things. The blessings that you get every day, and otherwise I wouldn't even take time to even to be conscious or aware of many blessings that I receive. And so, it's like, what is that purpose? So purpose in life, you know, why was I put here? You know, I want to be a good parent. I want to be a good. Profession. I want to do well. I want to make people happy. I want to make people like me. But when you're aligned with the Lord, all that just comes into focus. Everything you do is for everybody else. And it's not about you anymore. So I'm feeling that release. And I'm feeling a desire to impact. You know, just when I wake up in the morning and I think about, what do I want to do, Lord? Just, what's your purpose? And, you know, in our small group, we're studying about impact through things like apologetics. The thing about apologetics is like, you know, like arguing, winning arguments, and it's just totally not that. That's the end product of having your heart aligned with God, so that you're listening to God. You're asking God in every situation, what should I do? How should I feel about this situation? And then, in short order, hopefully, you know, asking God, what do you want me to do? Because in truth, it's what you do. And in love, it's what you do. So, you know, also I've been learning that it's not how you feel, but it's about your relationship with God and what you do with that. And so, it's never too late. And I can't remember the other things that were on the board. I think they have something to do with it. So thank you for allowing me to share.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, maybe we have one more person who, first timers, never shared. And again, for the youth that just came in, you're welcome. We want you to share too. So we want to welcome you to come up. But someone who's never shared before, what's coming up? Have you shared before? Okay.
Hello. Today I want to talk about how God answered my prayers. Again. Well, Auntie Edie had Eden. Oh, this is, I'm, never mind. Had breast cancer, and she had to go into a surgery. But we prayed for her that she didn't have to go through chemotherapy, and God made sure of that. And now I believe that God is good.
Yeah, thank you, Jackson. Woo. Good job, Jackson. That's really neat. All right, so we'll open it up. Anyone wants to share, come on up, and I'll step aside, and the mic's yours. Come on up if you feel led to share. We want to hear from you. Okay.
Oh, God is so good, right? So I'm just so thankful for so many things. I'm thankful for a Catalyst family. I'm thankful for Healing Wholeness teams. I'm thankful for my family. And I just want to praise the Lord. My parents are both here. They made it from Hawaii, so I kind of want to reiterate what a lot of people already shared. It's God has gone above and beyond what I could ever ask or think. And I know there's always things in people's lives that are not always the best or easiest, and it's been a kind of difficult year this year, adjusting to many different things, but I'm just so, so thankful to the Lord. And I just felt like the Lord said, come up and show your thanks, because you know, we are all grateful, but I just wanted to publicly testify that He is good and He is faithful, even through the hard things, the very good things, all in between, that He's always with us. So just want to share that and thank you for being part of my journey. And praise the Lord. Anyway, thank you. Just to come.
Hi, I'm Kaz. I didn't think I would be coming up this year. I always have a lot of things to be thankful for. So, earlier this year, my mother-in-law passed away. And she lived to be like 102 and a half. So she had a really long, beautiful life. And she knew the Lord, so we know she's up in heaven with Dad. And we're very happy about that. And my sister-in-law knows the Lord. My husband, of course, knows the Lord. But their brother, he doesn't really know Jesus the way we know him. And we've been kind of concerned about him. Like, every time we're kind of cleaning up the house a little bit, he'll go, oh, one more thing that reminds me of Mom that's leaving the house. So, you know, getting really sad. We've been concerned. And you know, he's not going to go to Thanksgiving this year because he thinks, well, what for? Because Mom's gone already. But I have to be thankful because he reached out. And he asked if Mike and I would join him for dinner, like once a month. So I thought, thank you, Lord, because I'm kind of afraid he would kind of shut down. But he took care of Mom for the last 10 years, and he lived with her. So I think it's a huge loss for him, and he's still mourning quite a bit. And, you know, it's the first holiday that we're going through without her. So, but I wanted to just thank the Lord for that. So at least we have a chance to love on him. And of course, I'm thankful for all our grandkids, our 7 grandkids, and we're having a lot of fun with them and their sports and different activities. So thank you, Jesus.
Hi, my name is Ann, and like Kaz, I didn't really want to come up and share either, especially since it's actually on stage and not on the side like before. But I just wanted to give God praise for just placing me where He wants me to be in whatever, whether it's at work or whether it's in a different small group and one small group ends, and just placing me where you get more blessings than you anticipate when you're in that area. Because change is always hard, but I just thank God for Him blessing me where He's placed me. And then it also gives me hope for in the future when I'm seeking other areas of where He wants me to be. So, thank you.
I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for Jesus.
For those that don't know me, my name is Jacob Bello. Been pretty new here, maybe like, 5-6 months-ish. But actually, this year, I'm so thankful for all of you guys at Catalyst. I'm pretty new here. Before this, I was kind of bouncing around a few churches, and it was getting kind of tiring as anyone who's spent any kind of time, you know, trying to figure out what church you want to go to. It's exhausting. I asked my dad for recommendations. He's like, oh, you should check out Pastor Barry's church out in Long Beach. I used to go to college with him. Okay. But it's been really nice, even from definitely the first time I came, even just sitting in worship, I was like, oh, this is good worship. Pastor Ross is really good. Like he, not just like in the way they worship, but in the heart, it was immediately evident during the service. And I was like, this is a man who understands how to engage with the Spirit in worship. And I listened to Pastor Barry's sermon that day. I was like, oh, this is a man who does value the relationship with God over religion, over doctrine. That's definitely something I've been looking for at a church for a long time. And it's been so nice to have something consistently pushing me towards God every week. Not pushing me to behave or to perform, but to connect. And it's been good to go to small groups led by the Haradas, and to meet with other people who are, you know, talking about, hey, how are we connecting to God? How are we trying to reach out to God? What are the things we need to surrender? You know, what do we need to get closer to God? And it's been so wonderful, I think, to spend time in a community that is like just so focused on just being with God and with each other, more than anything else. And it's been so exciting to like kind of join late, but then be part of like the, oh, we're getting a new building, and like, oh, yay, this is nice. Like, it's like I've only been here for like 5 months, so it's like I think I'm just happy about like getting like full size seats, you know. It's been so nice. And and earlier I had actually, so the first few months I was coming out here, I was only coming like once every other week because I had torn my ACL, as a few of you knew, because I was in crutches like at the time. And I remember so many people come to me like, hey, can I pray for your leg? Can I pray for your leg? I was like, oh, like, here's some of the kids like, can I pray for your leg? And I was like, I was so touched because like, oh, like people here, right? It's not, I know people here aren't doing it just as like a gesture of kindness, like, oh, like, let me carry your groceries to the car. Like, no, they believe, right? They believe in the power of prayer and just even in the intentionality. And it's not about seeing, you know, immediate results, but it's about that continued act of faith. And that's been so nice to see. And I was like, you know, this is just a good community to grow in and then to serve in. So it's been so wonderful to continue to get to know some of you guys, and hopefully I can get to know more of you. Thank you so much for like taking me in and taking care of me so well. So, thank you.
Hi, I'm Brandon. Jacob said if you shared, I was going to share. I've actually known I was going to share for a few weeks at small group. We were asking, oh, what is the Lord telling you? Then I'm going to share on Thanksgiving service. I'm going to be very brief, but I don't want to be a broken record, but I am very thankful for this community. God is very amazing, and I'm very blessed that I can have a lot of people here that have supported me in a lot of different ways, whether it's through the Kingdom classes, whether it's through small groups, the two small groups that I attend, or just the way that I get to serve the youth and that way that people have been there for me. I'm just very blessed. And I think God has orchestrated a lot this past year for me. And I'm just thankful to be a part of this. People have asked me, like, oh, would you go to a different church? Because it's been so hard for me. And I was like, no, I don't think I would ever do that. Just because the people here are very good to me, and that I just want to just come back and serve in any way I can, just because that's the heart that God has given me for this community, and I'm just very grateful for the people in here. So, thank you.
I'm Deborah, this is Marcus. It's been a crazy year, if you don't know. We expanded our family to four. He's outside somewhere. My second son, Lucas, had open heart surgery in June. So it's just been a lot. It's been a crazy year. being in the thick of raising two little ones, and on top of that, a lot of uncertainty, but God's been good, and I just want to thank everyone for praying for him. I know a lot of people have been praying for him, and he's pulled through. Like, God just shows up every time there was something going on with him. There was never, like, a doubt that, like, he wasn't going to do well, you know? Like, every step he was doing really, really good, and everyone keeps asking me, like, how is he doing? And I'm like, sometimes I forget, because he's such, like, a normal child, and he's so strong, and if you ever see him, he's so smiling, he's, like, really happy, and that was one of my biggest prayers. I was just asking God, I was like, I know he's going to have a different life, you know, but I hope that he's a really happy child and person, and I feel like that is how he is, so just very thankful.
Hey, so good morning. My name's Ed. If you don't know me, Dan again, my family, Nora, Josh, and Zach. I don't know where this is going to go because I don't like not planning anything coming up, but just sitting there, I was thinking, like, oh, should you say something? Maybe not, because you haven't prepared to say it, but just, I sense like the Lord is saying, like, you should give testimony to what I've done. And so, I think, I'll give you a real short version, but I not too long ago, in about like October, I felt like the Lord was saying, hey, the upcoming year might be filled with some uncertainty and some transitions, but I've got you. So, and I just thought, like, oh, that's kind of odd kind of thing. And then there was some uncertainty and some transitions. And I think the Lord just provided a sense of peace that could only come from recognizing his voice and hearing his voice. And so some of the thankful things that come up is just, you know, being part of Catalyst from early on, and the emphasis of knowing your identity in the Lord, the emphasis on hearing him and his voice, just really provided a season of peace going through that. And so very thankful for just that God in his sovereignty would bring us to be part of a community that would emphasize those kinds of things. So, excuse me for a minute. Dusty. It's kind of dusty in here. My allergies are. But when things kind of started playing out as God had kind of mentioned, just God in his perfect timing would bring people with a phone call, or people checking in on us, and people that would remind us of who we are and who God is and his ability to lead and guide through different seasons. And so God has provided for us, and I think one of the most endearing time during this whole journey was just hearing different people from Catalyst say, like, hey, come back home and just kind of run with us and heal up. And true to Catalyst's DNA, like, I know you have seen us sneak in summer camps and stuff like that, and just always, it's just like we've never left, really. And it is a blessing to be part of a church that really truly lives out family things. That's rare. You find a few of them every once in a while, and Catalyst has definitely been one of that to us. And so we give glory to God for being intimately acquainted with our lives and his unfailing commitment to providing and chiseling into us just the realization that we belong to him and he belongs to us. So thank you guys. Give glory to the Lord.
name is Cameron, and if you guys don't know, my grandparents are like Buddhists, and so like for the past few years we've been trying to like, you know, like preach the word to them, and they've kind of like, I don't know, like blocking us, and so I feel like I just like want you guys to like pray for my grandparents and make them help to give them kind of like the image of what God really looks like and how he's so good to us. And I'm just so thankful for like this community, and I'm like, thankful that I have these people that I can surround myself with. Like whenever I feel like, I don't know, distant, I can always come to you guys and you guys will be there for me. I'm thankful for this everyone.
Hey guys, I'm Micah. I was born in church, so I just turned 18, so I'm as old as the church is, basically. This year's been like the hardest year of my life. That might be just a symptom of like growing up and becoming an adult, but yeah, this has been the most challenging year of my life. My now ex-girlfriend, ex-girlfriend of a year broke up with me in January. I got sexually harassed in June. And, you know, going to college, becoming an adult, there's a lot of pressure, there's a lot of stuff going on in my life. It feels very busy. So I think, regardless of all that, like, I think a lot of the time I put on, like, a victim mindset, just like, Lord, like, why are all these things happening to me? Why do I feel the way I do? Why... is everything just falling apart? And it took me a while. I still find myself in that mindset sometimes, but I think the Lord has been so loud and clear in who I am and where I should go and the direction of my life that he wants me to go in. He's not gonna tell me everything. That'd be spoiling the story, spoiling the ending. But yeah, he's just been so faithful. Even when I'm not there for him, he's there for me. And I think that's, he just reminds me, like, everything that I'm going through has been planned out. His plan is perfect, and I don't have to worry about the logistics. He's got all that. I think just trying to understand his plan fully is like, my professors say, like, trying to understand the Lord's plan fully is like an ant trying to figure out the internet. Like, they just don't have the capacity to. We don't have the capacity to understand the Lord's plan, and, I find peace in that. I'm really grateful for the Lord and all the ways he showed up to me, giving me this community, my community at school. Just making sure like I surround myself with people who build me up, and just really grateful for that.
So Micah was the first baby born after we started Catalyst. So if you ever want to know how old Catalyst is, just ask Micah how old he is. So thanks, Michael, for sharing. All right, why don't you, I know some of you still have things that you know you're thankful for. Turn to your neighbor and share something that you're thankful for. Turn to your neighbor right now. Share something you're thankful for. Well, the worship team, come on up. Worship team, why don't you guys come on up? All right. Okay, let's now turn our hearts, our minds, our affections, our voices, even physically. Let's turn all of that to the Lord, and let's just sing, praise, shout joyfully to the Lord all the earth, come into His presence with joyful singing. Let's join together our hearts, and let's just give rousing, heartfelt, passionate thanks to the Lord for all He's done. Okay, let's worship the Lord. Lord, thank You so much for the many, many, many innumerable ways and ways we don't even realize that we can honor You and thank You and express our grateful hearts to You. Thank You so much, Father, for all that You've done. Jesus, thank You for giving up Your life for us so that we can come and be part of Your family and have the hope of abundant life and eternal life. And Lord and Holy Spirit, thank You for being in us, working through us, connecting us with You. And, so we just want to honor You, worship You, give You thanks now with our singing and our expressions of gratitude. So thanks, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and just stir us so that we can give praise and thanks to Yahweh for in the way that You are worthy of deserving our praise and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is a...
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'll be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.